Bro, I have had contractors that work for me that tried to upsell me when they get on the job.
Listen, bro, I'm not gonna lie. There are so many people that wanna buy a home right now and they're literally lost. They don't know where to start. And that's where Saddlebrook comes in. We're building dreams, but we're transforming lives. How many customers have come in just lost, just like so tired of shopping around, literally come in here grumpy, mad. They feel the love of God through our company and they're like, no, this is where I need to buy. Like I prayed about it, this is where I need to buy. Like this is where I need to give my business.
Exactly, yeah.
Helps production out back know exactly what your change orders are.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Tiny Home Podcast. Kyler, listen, this is literally the number one
Tiny Home Podcast in the world.
Industry, powered by Saddlebrook. Look, we're building dreams. We're transforming lives. Hey, listen, Kyler, today we literally have such an amazing episode that's going to blow your socks off, okay? So make sure you have your shoes on tight. I'm literally going to blow your socks off. Listen, before we start, guys, just want to let you know, hey, we're back on it. We're going to be here every single week, okay? So here's what's going to happen. I need you to like, I need you to comment, but more importantly, if you know someone who needs a home or anything about a home, make sure you share this video, okay? Listen, we're giving out great...
Like for real, like go like share it right now.
Go share it right now. Listen, before that, listen, if you're in the bathroom, share it. If you're in the bedroom, share it. If you're at work, share this video. It doesn't matter where you're at. And guess what, guys? If you refer someone to us, what are we doing? $1,000 per person that you refer. It's crazy, guys. But yeah, let's get into this episode. Kyler, bro, what are we talking about today?
Today, bro, we've just been like working our tails off, getting this thing ready, coming back to the podcast. Today, we're going to be dropping some amazing things about concrete, all the other options that we offer, Saddlebrook Industrial. So today's topic is going to be, if you're buying a home, or if you're in the market buying a home today, you're not going to want to miss out on this episode,
because
we're going to go into the details of what goes behind the scenes of pouring a concrete slab, the details that go into it, and what is Saddlebrook Industrial?
Absolutely. Guys, listen, and I'm going to be honest with you, Kyler, a lot of people like the hype. Yep. A lot of people like the sliding French doors. A lot of people like the custom farmhouse sink. Yep. A lot of people like the 8-12 pitch instead of a 7-12 pitch, have a super high cathedral home. But the people that are going to watch this podcast, Kyler, are the ones that have already thought about that and actually have to think about the logistics of getting a home. Mm-hmm. Okay, so one of those things that people don't talk about is, God, where am I going to put my home?
Yeah.
And that's why we've created Saddlebrook Industrial. Talk about Saddlebrook Industrial. What is Saddlebrook Industrial and what is it going to do for our clients?
So basically the reason, the back end reason why we wanted to start Saddlebrook Industrial is, we got all these phone calls about getting people, or it's like, it started to be like from customers calling in saying, hey, I can't get prepared fast enough for you guys to be able to bring my home in and then make sure it gets set up and everything like that. So we created Saddlebrook Industrial that does things like site checks, that comes out, does a foundation, slab foundation. Nobody talks about, like, even though you buy a modular home, do I need a concrete slab foundation? Do I need mulching done? Do I need dirt work done? Do I need a driveway built? Do I need porches or skirting or even a septic tank? Like, what the heck am I going to connect my home to once my home gets there? Do I need a septic tank? So we created Saddlebrook Industrial. Saddlebrook Industrial is going to do all the contracting, making sure all that stuff is going to get done. And guess what? If we're doing all that stuff, it's a one-stop shop. It just makes it super simple for our customers. The way they're not having to call 10 different contractors to make sure the job gets done. And I'm going to make sure it gets done the right way because I have a brand that we're building. And so we have to make sure that it gets done right. And we want to, because we want to make sure our customers get the dream home that they purchase.
I love it, dude. And I think one of the biggest things that just impacted me, what you just said, is one-stop shop.
Yeah.
A lot of people want it to be a one-stop shop, but how many people buy a home but need to sub it out to 10 different people just for those 10 people to give you 4 headaches?
Mm-hmm.
You hire 10 people, Kyler, but truthfully, only 6 of them, only 5 of them, only 4 of them are actually doing the correct job. You know what I mean? But with Saddlebrook Industrial, we're literally changing the game. If there's anything wrong with your home, who do they call?
Saddlebrook.
If there's anything wrong with your concrete, who do you call?
Saddlebrook.
If there's anything wrong with your skirting, porching, decking, who do you call?
Saddlebrook.
Exactly. And that's what I love about that. But check this out. Talk about, what is a concrete pad? Why do people need a concrete pad? And how can we provide the best price for your concrete pad?
So concrete slabs are, the way that I look at it, is the foundation of the home. So in order for you to have a good foundation, you need a concrete slab. Like, you can do a concrete slab, which is a 4-inch slab, or you can do a 6-inch slab. That's optional. You can do, what we do is we do a 4-inch slab, 12 to 14 inch footer around it. We put, do a 3,500 to 4,500 PSI.
And what's a footer for people who don't know?
So a footer is going to go around the edge to make sure that nothing gets washed out. So if there's rain or anything like that, and your edges are not breaking off. A lot of times concrete slabs are just poured on top of the dirt. And then as soon as you drive on it, you'll see it crack off.
Dang.
Yeah. So
do contractors usually do that? Is that what they're usually doing?
It's cheaper to do it that way. You can save a lot of money and a lot of headache because you don't have to bring the equipment out there to make sure that you got to dig all the way around it and all that. Yeah. But
so when you say there's a 12-inch perimeter, let me get this straight for people who don't know. So you're telling me I'm going to have a concrete slab, a rectangle concrete slab that's 4 inches thick, but around that concrete slab, you're going to dig another hole that's 12 inches thick.
Right.
Okay, and is that footer, is it connected to that concrete slab, or how do you do that?
It's poured the same way. So let's say I had 60 foot long, 18 foot wide. I'm going to come first and foremost, I'm going to come in there. And if I'm doing plumbing, I'm going to have to run all my plumbing. I'm going to have to make sure all my pipes are in the right place. If I'm doing one of these mods, I'll make sure to put the plumbing hole where we, you know, how we do it. And then I'm going to do all my dirt work. First, I got to make sure it's got good dirt, right?
Yeah.
I got to check the dirt because I don't want to pour just anywhere. If you got black land, like, I'm not just going to pour right on top of it. I'm going to make sure that it gets done right. And if we got to dig, if we got to add, we bring in the dirt.
That's interesting. What do you mean we black dirt? What does that mean? Like black dirt or good
dirt? Like black land. If you got black land dirt that cracks real bad in the summer times.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. So I've got to, most of the times, if we don't know like what kind of dirt it is, we'll do a soil test to make sure. And the soil test will give us the results on, if we need to add dirt,
yeah,
take away, and we need to bring in some fill dirt.
And you're literally talking like a professional, Kyler, because I have no idea what you're talking about. What type of dirt do no homeowner, unless they know what they're talking about and unless they're contractors, Kyler, are thinking about, is my dirt good?
Yeah.
Like, dude, no one says, what type of dirt do you need to have good dirt? Like, yeah. No, you know what I mean? So
I mean, if you have,
what type of dirt do you need for this concrete pad?
I mean, if you have black land that cracks a lot, or if you have big, like, clay and all that, like, you got to, we bring in fill dirt. So depending on how deep we got to go, we read that soil test. So it'll tell you how much, like, what kind of dirt to bring, everything to bring in. So
absolutely.
A lot of people have good dirt. A lot of people that we can get right off the same property that we can bring in, that we can fill or whatever. And so I like, a lot of people, majority of people have good dirt.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That's great to know. Hey, for any homeowner out there that is confused about, should they go with a concrete pad, a caliche pad, or a dirt pad, what would you tell the homeowner that's considering putting this on a dirt pad instead of a concrete pad?
So I would, two different decisions that I would make depending on what your budget is and how long the home is going to stay on the property. So if your home is going to, actually, another third one would be, if you do financing, you have to do a concrete slab because it's a permanent foundation.
Yeah.
So you're going to get taxed in different ways. And so once you have a concrete slab, your home gets taxed. It's a permanent home because it's a part of the property.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I'm doing a concrete, if I'm, let's just say I'm going with a dirt pad, I'm going to at least bring in, I'm going to build up at least a clay pad. I'm going to do something that's solid. That way I'm not sinking or anything like that. 2 to 3 years, you're probably going to have to relove it a little bit.
Okay.
Depending on how big the home is.
Gotcha. So let's say right now we're selling a lot of like 1,000 square foot homes, 1,200 square foot homes. I mean, you told me earlier that they're around what? 55,000 pounds. Yeah, 45 pounds per square foot.
Our homes are heavy.
Yeah,
they're the real deal.
80. Hey, we're talking about 53,100 pounds.
Yeah,
it's a heavy, heavy home. It's a real home. Let me ask you a question. In the case that it does settle, what do you do then?
You have to get someone to come back out there, which we can do. We can come back out there and relevel it, which is fine.
Yeah,
I wouldn't recommend it on a big one. If you're buying a from an 800 to a 1200 or even bigger, because we do some 2100 square foot homes, I would not recommend not doing a, I would recommend doing a concrete slab, because you never build something off of not like just dirt, unless you want to go back in 3 years and have to worry about that.
You know
what'll happen? Here's what'll happen, and then I'll let you go.
Yeah.
Your interior doors won't still stop, like, will stop working.
Your bathroom won't stay up. Your bathroom seat won't stay up. I mean, it's little things that you don't even realize, but it's true. And I'll tell you this, that's why, like, in Dallas or Fort Worth, if you like buy any home that was done like in the 1970s, 1980s, you're 1000% of the time gonna have foundation issues because they were built on a pier and beam.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? So that's kind of like the negative effect of not putting a concrete pad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is insane. So yeah, let me ask you a question. In the case that someone is getting a concrete pad, let's say, what would be a good price for them to get a concrete pad at?
It's going to range anywhere from $10 a square foot to $15 a square foot. That depends on what kind of dirt they have, where they're located. Because there's concrete plants that we buy our concrete from.
Yeah.
So depending on how far we have to send our people out there to make sure, you know, to get it all ready for it. So we have to like come out there, we form everything up and then we pour the next day. So
gotcha.
Yeah. That's depending on where they're at, what their dirt looks like, how close they're to a concrete plant. Cause the closer they are to a concrete plant, the better price I get on my concrete.
Gotcha. So a lot of it also has to do with like labor. It's not its concrete itself. But if you're out in the boonies and I have to get through like five farms, it's going to cost you a little more.
Right.
I gotcha. Yeah. Makes sense. And in the past, like, tell me why people haven't gone with a concrete pad. Is it like lack of information, lack of budget? In your eyes, what do you think it is?
A lot of people have, I think, but a lot of people didn't because we didn't educate them. Right. And that's why we're doing this podcast. Is to educate our customers, like, you want a good foundation because you don't want to have to come back and re-level and do all that. For sure not if it's long-term.
Yeah.
If I'm putting my mom in there, if I'm putting my grandma, or if I'm moving someone in, or I'm putting my daughter in there, or if this is a forever home, like, I just moved out of a 4,000 square foot home, I'm moving into this is my forever home, I'm going to go ahead and pay the money now so I don't, like, have to worry about it down the road.
Absolutely. That's good, dude. And that's literally great advice. Like, Kyler, by the way, how many customers do we get that the home is not actually for them? It's for their loved ones.
Like 80% of the time.
Exactly. And you know, it's crazy because I think it's like even human psychology. We would die for other people before we die for ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know if that makes sense, but we would do more for other people than we do for ourselves. So like, it's crazy. Like, if it was a home for me, dude, all the way I'm going dirt pad, who cares? I'll save the money.
Yeah.
As soon as it's for my mom, I'm like, bro, give me like two concrete pads.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, give me, like, make sure that never settles. My question is, though, this question has come up a lot. And guys, by the way, before I ask this question, super important question. Kyler, what should they do? Like,
hit the subscribe button and comment.
Comment, dude. And don't forget, if you know anybody who's buying a home that it wants to do it on a dirt pad, share this video right away. Like, this is urgent, stove, it's hot, like, share it with them.
Yeah, and if this video is not even that, like, people that are just buying a home, if you need a concrete slab for a shop, we do sidewalks, we do driveways.
Sure, we just did a
5,000 square foot driveway.
Yeah.
Like, big driveway for this tiny home park. But I mean, we can do any type of concrete work.
Absolutely. That's very true, guys. If you are looking for any type of concrete work, guys, listen, you've worked hard enough. You've worked 20, 30 years. It's time for your man cave. Go get that shop.
Yeah.
Go get that garage. Go play with some toys.
Yeah.
Go play with your side-by-side. We can do that for you.
Yeah.
4-inch, 6-inch, anything you want, we can do it for you. Guys, and again, thank you so much for sticking by. I'm about to ask the most important question that I've seen, Kyler. Dude, what's the difference between a caliche pad and a concrete pad, and which one is better?
Honestly, like, I like both. Like, honestly, I've seen a lot of people out west and down it towards Houston, Austin. I've seen them use it. Like, if I, to where I'm going to make a decision on caliche versus concrete, again, it goes back to how long I'm going to stay there. Like, a caliche, like, if you let it, you pack it, you drive up on it, and it packs like concrete. Like, honestly.
Does it?
Yeah. But it's not going to be level smooth like concrete. But here's the biggest deciding factor for me is, like, if I'm wanting to get underneath my house, or if I'm wanting to do some work, or, like, I want to store things, because we put skirting around the house and everything.
Do people actually store things?
Can. Yeah.
What can you store?
I mean, storage things, like,
really?
Lawn stuff. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you can store, if it's concrete, if it's dirty, then you're
you don't want to, yeah.
But yeah, you can use that as storage. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So as someone who's on a budget, would you recommend a caliche pad? Is it similar enough to concrete? Like, what would you say?
So if they're going the financing route, they can't because the banks won't allow that. So if you're an investor that's looking to do this with an investment, you got to go concrete because that's what the banks like. They want a solid foundation.
Yeah.
If this is in the country and this is out in the rent, like I would still, my number one choice would be concrete, but a caliche pad will do. You might have, it might shift. I mean, the ground's going to shift either way, but you might have to come back in 3 to 5, maybe 7 years and re-level it.
Right.
But I actually love a, I actually do like a caliche pad.
Yeah. So caliche pad is like one step above a dirt pad, you would say.
Yeah. 100%.
But not a concrete pad.
No.
It's not comparable to a concrete pad.
No.
You said something so interesting that a lot of people don't talk about as well, which is skirting. Skirting is so important. Talk about skirting. What is skirting used for? What is skirting like made of? Can you talk about that a little bit?
So the skirting is, and we once we bring a home in, we put the skirting down. So it's a metal skirting. Has a lifetime warranty. It's, it matches your metal roof. What it does is it protects your pipes underneath. Like your, you know, even though we spray foam our pipes, PEX pipes, water pipes. But it keeps the wind from going in, the varmints from going underneath your house, stuff like that. And just gives you a better look too.
Yeah. I mean, we are in the country. A lot of people get snakes, skunks.
Yeah. If you don't want that stuff underneath your house, I mean, you just don't want to.
So what is skirting made out of really?
It's just the same as your metal roof. So it's a 29 gauge metal, roofing material. So we seal it off on top, bottom, and it's weed eater proof.
Weed eater proof.
So you can weed eat around it and make sure the grass ain't growing around it. But that's good. It's good. I think every home needs it because it gives you that better look and it protects varmints, the wind and everything to go underneath it.
Absolutely.
And in the wintertime, summertime, the heat keeps the heat out and the cold weather.
Yeah.
So better insulation on the inside for your utility bills. So for the warm and cold weather not to come in your house.
So let me ask you a question on the concrete pad because it just reminded me of it. I mean, this is a silly question, but honestly, like if nobody knows about concrete, they could ask this. Is concrete like weatherproof? Like, do you have to keep it away from water, away from heat? Like how durable is that concrete actually?
No, I mean, water doesn't hurt it. But you do want to build your pad up so water can go around it. You don't want water to come in there and to where it's flooding it. You always want water to run away from it.
So what do you mean somewhere, so like water is going to flood your pad? What does that mean?
So if you're in a low area, you want to build up a pad. That's why I said bring in, if you're in a low area and where we're going to bring in some dirt, you want to bring in some dirt or you want to make it to where the water goes away from it one way or another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's why on new build houses, like have you ever seen like these new communities?
Yeah.
They always have like that kind of drop fall and have like this like detention pond, right?
Yeah.
Is that kind of to keep water away from everything?
It's for water to go all to there.
Oh,
to dry.
Gotcha.
It.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Hey dude, listen, this is so insane. Again, do you just want to shout out Saddlebrook Industrial? Yep. What are we going to do and what's the next step for Saddlebrook Industrial?
Saddlebrook, I mean, the next step is it's Saddlebrook Industrial is a contracting to where we make sure that the from A to Z is actually everything gets done. So from concrete to gravel driveways to literally right now we're doing a job in I can't even know where, somewhere in Texas where we're mulching, running a traco, clearing his whole land.
Yeah.
We're building some other projects, but we also like we're building on-site homes. So custom on-site. We got done doing a big home, 2,100. We did 2,100 square foot homes.
Yeah.
So, septic systems. Septic systems are huge, aerobic and conventional, 1,000 gallon, septic tanks, skirting. I think I already said that. So that's just a little gist of what we're doing in that. We have some other contracting business outside of that, but doesn't refer to this.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, for everyone who's buying a Saddlebrook home, what else do they need in terms of contracting work?
To hook up their electrical and plumbing. And the reason I say that is, and the reason why it's so crucial, everybody that buys a home from me, and if I connect electrical and plumbing, you get lifetime warranty on your electrical and plumbing.
Yeah.
So, and your HVAC and your, if you buy your appliances through me, you get lifetime warranty on that. So those four main components, we're offering lifetime warranty if, you know, because we're connecting everything. We're making sure the plumbing is right. Septic system's right. The water's connected, the electrical gets connected the right way, and your warranty stays covered, right? So that's the biggest thing is, and you're not having to call another person. And like you asked the question, why didn't we offer this in the beginning? Because we didn't have the manpower behind us to do it. And we didn't have customers that spoke up, and you guys spoke up. the people that did text us, did let us know, hey, if you guys offered this, this was amazing. For people that are watching this, dude, enter that in the comments and tell us like what else like would be good for like a homeowner. Like what else
Absolutely.
Would be good? Yeah. So
not only can they get the home, they could get their concrete, skirting, porches, decks, septic tanks.
Yeah.
They could get all their electric and all their plumbing hooked up.
Everything. Everything's in one package.
I just got this question the other day. Can we do water wells?
Yeah.
We can't do water wells.
I can dig. Yeah. I need water wells. We did one down in close to Waco, Texas. Yeah. It's crazy deep, but.
Yeah. Guys, if you could get water, that's a big saving right there.
It's a one-stop shop because here's the thing. And I've built homes on site. I built modular homes. We've done over, going over 600 homes. So what I've learned for me is because I've had to get other contractors. It's like, it's a big headache. Me having to manage contractors for them to show up. Bro, I have had contractors that work for me that tried to upsell me when they get on the job. Like, bro, like, dude. And that's what I want to protect you guys. Because if we tell you a price, you're locked in.
Yeah.
Like, period. Unless it's like, hey, I ordered this and now I want this. Like, that's not
right.
But if we have it in contract, I don't go up on my price.
Absolutely.
And I think I've even gotten hit with that. And I know that's what people are going through is like, they get this one price and then all of a sudden it changes and they got to pay it. Right. Yeah. And then the guy won't show up or the guy will leave half done. He'll just leave because you gave him his money. But guess what? He doesn't have a real business. He doesn't have insurance. He doesn't have any of those things. And he really doesn't even know what the heck he's doing. And so I want to protect the people that buy from me. I want to make sure, like, I'm not going anywhere. Like, we built tons of homes, hundreds of homes. And so I'm going to make it as easy. The best experience that you can ever have buying a home. That is what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's being like a customer said the other day. Dude, we're upfront and honest. Like, there's no bluff. There's no fluff. There's nothing. I will tell you straightforward. This is what it'll cost. You like it or you don't like it. I don't like, it doesn't matter to me. Like, if you buy a home through me and I don't do all that stuff, it's okay.
Yeah.
But if you want it all done.
So we're providing the service, just to make it clear, we're providing the service to make it easier on our clients.
Yeah.
Because people don't realize how much actually goes into a home. And it's crazy, Kyler, because we get this all the time. Our customer is already tired after customizing their home. They it's so crazy. They literally can't believe like, oh man, I never thought I was going to get asked about where I want my plugs.
Yeah.
Where do I want this cabinet? Where do I want my faucet, my microwave? They don't think about these things. After that process, for them to now think about septic, plumbing, you know, skirting, porching, decking, everything. It's just such a huge headache. And I want to make it clear. That's why we started Saddlebrook Industrial. Number one, if you are our client, you can get everything done with us. But number two, if you do need something, like you need a driveway or anything or a concrete with a metal shop, sure, we can do that as well.
That's the thing we forgot.
What?
Metal shops.
Metal shops, guys.
Metal shops and porches.
Porches, yes.
Covered decks.
We are doing decks, covered decks, any deck you want, and we're doing metal shops. That's why I said, listen, you've worked hard enough, 20, 30 years in the industry. It's time to enjoy your metal shop, enjoy your garage. And before I cut this podcast, I want to ask you a super important question that's been on my mind, and a lot of people have this on their mind. Well, listen, Kyler, I've been screwed over by a contractor anyway. How can I trust you saying that we won't go up on price? How can I trust you to get the work done?
Yep.
I've been screwed over already. What makes you different?
Come to my facility and I'll let you talk to 20 of my customers.
That's right. Cool.
But that's the biggest thing. Like if me and you can't have a trusting relationship, we shouldn't be doing business anyway. If I can't win your business by you coming in here and actually shaking your hand and actually like, that's the way I do business. Like if you want to do business with us, come see who we are. Like we are the real deal. Like this is not, I'm not trying to run a business that you can't trust me. Like my name is more, like my reputation is more than that. Like it's just, it's not going to happen.
Absolutely, dude. Freaking love that.
Yeah.
Well, hey, listen, Kyler, thank you so much for hopping on this pod, man. Like, I know we're literally going to impact so many lives with this.
Yeah.
Especially, listen, bro, I'm not going to lie. There are so many people that want to buy a home right now and they're literally lost. They don't know where to start. And that's where Saddlebrook comes in. We're building dreams, but we're transforming lives. How many customers, and these are my closing statements, have come in just lost, just like so tired of shopping around, literally come in here grumpy, mad, but they feel the love of God through our company and they're like, no, this is where I need to buy.
Yeah.
Like I prayed about it. This is where I need to buy. Like this is where I need to give my business.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's what we're striving for. So, I mean, is there anything else you want to say before we close out the pod?
Our main goal here is to reach the world, and it's building a Christ-centered company that actually doesn't just talk about it, but actually lives it out. And we love our team. Reach out to our team. And if we can help you, amazing. It doesn't have to be just a home. It can be any of these other things. I would love to build your home, but I'd love, more importantly, that I could impact you in some way in your life. That's the biggest reach we're doing right now, is to make sure that we're inspiring people, we're motivating people, and we're educating people that things that they didn't know how. Like literally from education, from I'm an eighth grade dropout, dropped out of school. I don't have a GED diploma. We just love God. We're building a team. We're building companies. We're building people, and we're changing the world.
Let's go. Let's go. Dude, Kyler, thank you so much, bro. Guys, listen again. Thank you for tuning in to the Tiny Home Podcast, powered by the number one modular home company in the world, Saddlebrook. We're building dreams. We're transforming lives. Guys, before this podcast ends, please like, subscribe, comment. And if you know anybody who needs a home, consider sharing this video.
Let's go.
My name is Chris, and that's Kyler, and we're out of here.
If you enjoyed this video, drop a like. If you have any questions we didn't answer, drop a comment. And guys, tune into next week's episode, where we will continue to educate you about the tiny home industry.